How does he weep for you? Last, where does he go? I'm not even going to show you the pictures because my time is gone. The next thing he does, he ends up driving out the buyers and sellers, so he goes to the temple. There are two gates. There's the great triumphal gate on the east. Let me just take you there a minute. There's the great triumphal gate on the east. Here, bring you closer here, called the Golden Gate today. Closed most of the time, only open for priestly processions, for kings. O gates, lift your heads, be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory will come in. The Sadducees locked it because they didn't believe in Messiah. The Pharisees pressured and pressured and got him to open it during Passover in case the Messiah would come. That gate was standing open. Oh, I wish I could have been there. As Jesus came down into the valley and reached the fork in the road, and the disciples are going, do you suppose, will he turn left? Will he go to this gate? Will he declare himself the King of the universe? Will the kingdom come to Israel? And if you go to the right fork, you come to this little gate, doesn't exist anymore, over on this side of the city, right here, where the sheep were taken into the temple to be killed. Did he come to that fork and to their dismay go right, mingle in a flock of condemned lambs, and walk across the Temple Mount to where the penned sheep waited the knife? I don't know. What I will suggest is that contrary to their expectations, this gate was the picture of his first coming. Whether he entered it or not, I don't know. Ask him someday. But that's the gate of his first coming. He is king. He came triumphally. But people, his triumph is called the Passion of Christ. What you saw in that horrifying movie was his triumph. That's how he went to the throne. And someday, the other gate will be the symbol, and he will come back. And this time, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and God. Behold the Lamb of God. Pray with me. Father, your Son was so dramatic. He knew to come from the east. He knew to come on Lamb Day. He knew to ride the donkey, all because he wanted to declare who and what he was. Forgive us where we're tempted to ignore him, or we're tempted to remake him into something we wish. Clear our minds and our eyes to see him for what he was, a lamb who knew that the only way to redeem the world was to die. Teach us to be like him in our willingness to sacrifice ourselves for others. Teach us to know that power is not how the kingdom will come, but it is in love and sacrifice and service. And I pray that this year our fire will be renewed, fanned, kindled again as we recognize our Lamb.